It's a special edition. I'm Brian Hughes. Guest this morning is Laura Ryan from the Miller Keystone Blood Center. And what do you want, blood? Of course you do. That's why you're here.
Yes.
Just to tell us about blood and blood donations and everything that involves blood. Good morning, Laura. Talk to us.
Good morning. So thank you for having me, Brian, first of all. It's so important that we get community partners to help us spread awareness and educate the public on the importance of blood donation. Many people do not realize that blood has a shelf life of 42 days. It cannot be frozen. It cannot be stored any longer than that. And most of the time, it is gone in a much shorter time span. So we need those continuous donors all of the time.
Because you never know what emergencies are going to strike. You know, if you have a major situation, kind of like what happened in Texas a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, that is true. So there's emergencies all the time, car accidents, but our leading recipients, what people really don't realize is that cancer patients are our number one recipients. So many times when receiving chemo, your blood counts drop. And in order to continue fighting your battle against cancer, you need to receive frequent blood products to continue going.
Now, I see that 86% of donors are over the age of 55. Wow.
Yes, so we need those younger people, Brian. So I hope they're listening on your radio station here. But that is one of the reasons we really get our high schools involved, our colleges. We really try to teach the kids young to give back. And I always tell people, even in really difficult times, this is a free way to give back. So every time you turn around, people are asking for money. We're not asking for money. We're just asking for less than an hour of your time and your arm.
That's... What more can you ask for?
Not much.
This is Special Edition. My guest is Laura Ryan from the Miller Keystone Blood Center. You're practically neighbors. You're right down the road on Route 315 in Pittston.
Yes, we are. We're actually a hidden gem. I like to call us the hidden gem. We are tucked behind in the back of a building in the Pittston Walmart parking lot. So if you pull in the parking lot and you look to your left, drive around behind T-Mobile there, and you will find us.
Okay. Good to know. You've got a few events coming up. Why don't you tell us about them?
Yeah, we do. So we run every 2 months at Geisinger Wyoming Valley, Geisinger Community Medical Center in Scranton. And they're big partners of us. We do supply Geisinger with their blood products. We also have a few events coming up in August. August 12th, we're going to be at the Banks in Pittston. August 26th, we're going to be at Smith's Floral, and they are kind enough to donate a dozen of roses to every presenting donor. Thank you, Smith. And August 28th, we're going to be at a free health fair, which takes place outside of the Art League in Hazleton. So stop by and get some community resources, save a couple lives, and have a good time. I also believe that day they're providing free lunch for everybody.
Wow.
So
that's good. That's good indeed. I understand that is a pretty big health fair coming up in Hazleton. So you might want to check that out if you live in the Hazleton area. Lauren, what else you want to tell us regarding the Miller Keystone Blood Center? How long you've been around?
So we originated in the Lehigh Valley from St. Luke's and Lehigh Valley Hospital. And we ventured up to the Northeast because of Geisinger. So now that we supply Geisinger, it's really important that we collect units in this area. Many people ask, what's the difference? Why Miller Keystone over the American Red Cross? And I tell people, we're doing the same thing. We're saving lives. We have the same mission. We're both nonprofits. The really critical point to remember is that Miller Keystone keeps your blood local in your community. We service St. Luke's, Lehigh Valley, Geisinger, Tower Health, and several other locations. So when you donate with Miller Keystone, you know that your blood is staying local.
That is good to know. This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. Guest this morning, Laura Ryan from the Miller Keystone Blood Center. Tell us about the different events you've got coming up. How many donors do you usually have on a walk-in basis during the course of a given week?
Very few, sadly, Brian. Very few. Our Pittston Donor Center is not very well known. We're located, again, right behind the Walmart there in Walmart Shopping Center in Pittston, and we don't get very many walk-ins. So we encourage people to stop in, or they can go to www.giveapint.org, hit donate now, and type in your zip code, and you can find all of our blood drives, our donor center, wherever you're comfortable donating. I will say we run some great raffles out of our donor center. So for the month of July, we have free t-shirts. And every other month, we do have special promotions that come out of the Pittston Donor Center. So for August, we will be giving away 4 family 4-packs of Rail Riders tickets. And we also have 4 family 4-packs of Crayola Experience tickets.
Maybe you can get Champ from the Rail Riders down there and help out with the blood donation.
Yeah.
He looks like he can spare a couple pints. This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes here with Laura Ryan from the Miller Keystone Blood Center. They're located in Pittston behind Walmart. If you have the urge to donate blood, that would be the place to do so if you're in the Pittston area. But you guys are around most of Luzerne County, right?
Yeah, we cover actually many counties. So we're in Luzerne, Lackawanna. You can also find us in Wyoming, Wayne. We have a blood drive coming up later in the winter in Pike, but then we're also in Monroe and further south. So you can find us on all those counties.
Wow, you guys get around.
We do. We have many lives to save, so that means reaching as far out as we possibly can.
I would say so. Anything else you want to bring up regarding blood donation, information about donating blood and the Miller Keystone Blood Center that we might not have covered?
So I think just knowing, again, that 1 in 7 people that come into the hospital need blood. So that's a huge, you don't really realize that. Even your basic surgeries, sometimes someone needs a pint of blood. So just knowing that, knowing how critical giving someone a tomorrow is, and knowing that 1 pint of blood donated by you can save up to 3 lives.
Yeah, to me, I'm just looking at some of these facts. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood, and blood's something you can't manufacture. There's no AI shortcut around it. You need it from real, actual human beings. Only 3% of eligible people donate. That's a number you need to get up a little bit.
Yes, we do, and we definitely need the younger crowd to come out. So if you're 16, you need parental consent. 17 or older, you can come right in and visit us.
Okay. And where else can we find more information about your organization, the Miller Keystone Blood Center, and just giving blood in general?
Yes. So you can visit us at www.giveapint.org. It will supply you with all of our blood drives, community events we run. You will get to see a lot of these facts, some recipient videos, and there's a lot of information on there, Brian.
You gave me quite a bit in this folder. Scratch the surface of us. Saving lives this summer, different events in Allentown, Bethlehem, in the Lehigh Valley area, in Reading, you know, the type of people who can give blood. So there's a lot to learn. And that website is giveapint.org, and number one is 800-BA-DONOR.
Yes, it is.
All right. Anything else you got to let us know about?
I don't think I have much else, Brian. I covered it. I must be getting better at this over time. I'm not really sure.
You're doing
but
great.
I just ask people to really just start those conversations with your family, your loved ones, your neighbors. Start asking around. If I know it's an odd question to ask people. Yep. Have you received blood? Do you donate blood? You would be amazed at the people that you are around every single day that have received blood that you wouldn't even know.
It's an unusual icebreaker, but you never know.
I say have the conversation.
You can get a blood donor out of that, or get at least put in their minds the possibility. Yeah, I can get blood, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what happens is people think, oh, well, I don't know anyone who's ever need blood. Mm-hmm. Why give?
And that you know of.
Correct. There's many people. I mean, premature babies receive blood. And if those premature babies did not receive that blood, they wouldn't be adults today. And that's not a conversation that most people would have. They don't walk around with shirts, I'm a blood recipient, right. You know? So it's important to have those conversations for sure and educate yourself. And maybe it'll give you a purpose and a reason to donate.
Okay, Laura Ryan from the Miller Keystone Blood Center. Appreciate you joining us here on Special Edition, giving us a lot to think about.
Thanks, Brian.